CliffCentral.com.
My life's like a dream, no one understands. Cause the love is so real, I don't have to pretend.
Beautiful. This is Black Child featuring Miss P. Miss P is here hanging out with us. Listen, if your album is going to sound anything like this, then I'm ready to buy in advance, okay? One of our favorites here on the show, she made quite an impression the last time we hung out here. Delta DeLeo is here, ladies and gentlemen. And there's going to be some bars. I foresee some bars. So yeah, man, we're coming back. When we come back, we shall be chatting to both our guests. Don't move.
Oh, she acting brand new. Hey. Buy the wallet, ain't got no money in it. Oh, what she gonna do? Hey. Looking for a nigga looking like he got money with him.
Get money, get wasted. Hey, these bitches so thirsty. So thirsty. These niggas ain't worth it. You want it, I got it.
Delta DeLeo, ladies and gentlemen, you are in the studio at the moment, right?
Yes, sir.
You're the busiest artist right now. You're in the studio, you're shooting music videos. What's happening with you right now?
Basically, I'm putting up all work to be packaged.
Okay.
I mean, I basically have a production from New York, actually, in the country that will be part of the team shooting my music video. Nice. And doing the photo shoot, because I feel South Africa has so much talent that we shouldn't just think about here at home. Mm. So I've been working really hard to make sure that when my music comes out, it's actually going to launch internationally. So that's my vision. That's my goal, to do a lot of features and not actually a lot of features, but be seen in all different countries, because music is universal. I said that the last time I was here.
Yeah.
And having left here, I've actually now have done and worked with an artist called Wangechi from Kenya.
Nice.
So there's going to be a single dropping soon, titled No Limits, where I'm actually featured on the remix. A Hot 16, I'm on the vocals as well. So, yeah, I don't want to really mention a lot of names, but I'm sure if you've been on my Insta, you've seen that.
Yes.
I'm working with HP currently. So, yeah, Delta DeLeo is one artist that's going to be known.
Is this for an album? You also are a dancer as well.
Yes. I'm actually opening my studio this month in April. I'm doing a soft launch on the 8th, and then doing obviously big massive launch end of April. So it's always been, you know, taking back to the fact that I started off as a dancer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let that be one of the talents that's ignored now, because I'm getting into music. So I want to work with it simultaneously, because the music and the dancing goes hand in hand. So yeah,
one of the things that you do is you got bars for days. If you're not following you on Instagram, you're missing out. In fact, we're gonna put that to a test right now.
Oh,
are you ready? All right, Gina, are you ready?
Think I was born.
Yeah.
Ready.
Right. Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Feeling the keys though. That's what's up.
Okay, cool.
Leading your eardrums.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusives.
O'Neilly.
Worldwide.
Alright, so she was feeling those keys.
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh.
Let's see what you got for us today.
What I got.
Miss P is also here.
She
Who
can
knows?
Just throw her vocals
yeah.
wherever she feels. Please.
Who knows?
So inspired.
Who knows?
Right now.
Alright, cool. So let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Oh. What it is, yeah. Let it simmer, let it go in. Little summon. I had a little fight with my wifey. Really don't know how she feels, where her feelings be. But I told you I'm gonna be on the radio, tell her how I feel. Yeah, I love you, you know that. I bring it back to the metaphors. And in 16, something that I can't ignore. And people wanna know I'm something that they can't ignore. I'm coming through, you can stop me, no. Yeah, and as you see, he said he was the realest. He won't quit, and so won't I. His doubt to the Leo, I'ma keep these bars rolling. I'm so inclined, going up. I'm living large now, and people told me they will love me a little bit differently when I make it big to the fame. No, I don't want the limelight, but you know, I rhyme tight. Softly with the vocal metaphors, everybody talk about the things that it don't have. I don't mean a force, I was raised in the ghetto, so I know how to do it when I come through with full force. Somebody should have told you I'm the real McCoy. I ain't throwing toys, just throwing bars, right? I ain't ready for the limelight, I'm taking over Global Connect, yeah, I do it right. Just got it featured up in Kenya. What you know about that? New York, I'ma take over soon. I've been sitting for this moment, and I know I'm gonna glow up like a moon. Raising the stars, counting them cause I just wanna make it bigger in life. Not a ghetto story. Story.
Delta de Leon, she always makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know, this is my thing. I do it all the time or whatnot. Now, what happened? How did you end up working with HP? I know you probably don't want to talk much about it, but yeah.
Well, it was one of those. You know, they say when you do what you love and you put your heart in it, and it's not about glorification or getting the likes, because we live in a time where you want to be governed by the likes. So I was just listening to an instrumental from Dr. Dre's album as I've watched Compton and everyone's talking about it. There was a beat where the guy's like, a lot of people look at me and they think that I'm high, but I'm just, you know, writing in the pages of my diary. Yeah. So I was like, welcome to the city, you're Joe Berg, where the only thing that matters ain't your name, but your net worth.
Nice.
So he heard my 15 second of me freestyling, which wasn't the first one. I even remember I did a freestyle after I heard that Kesper Nyovest was going to fill up the dome, you know, but I'm sure he never got to see it, because if it did, maybe we would have had a track. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not willing to sell myself short. So whenever I have something and I feel inspired by a beat and instrumental, I lace what I feel.
Okay.
So that's what I said. Welcome to the city of Joburg. And it's all truth. Because matters is not your name, but your net worth.
Nice one. We're hanging out with Delta the Leo. Sadly, we have to say goodbye to Miss P. Miss P.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to tell your fans right now? What are you up to? What are you working on?
Okay, for now, I'm still busy with my album. And, yeah, if you want to know where I'm at and everything, catch me on Instagram. It's Miss P _ the vocalist. Twitter, Miss P _ vocalist. And Facebook, it's Miss P.
Are you still doing features?
I think I'm open up for any feature.
Alright. Any performances that we should know about?
For now, I'm busy go studio nje. I just wanna, you know,
focus on work at the studio. Alright. I'll tell you what, when we come back, one more artist joins us in the studio as we say goodbye to Miss P. But Delta de Leo is still here. Here's a song you heard, or you may remember from the last time Delta de Leo was here.
What's in it for me? 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 Otete Mali, Sifuni Mali, I'm here for the kid. What's in it for me? 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 Otete Mali, Sifuni Mali, I'm here for the kid.
The song is called What's In It For Me. So in terms of producers, is there anyone that you've earmarked so far that you want to work with?
Yeah, I mean, the guy that recorded me, Brian from Goliath Studios in Pretoria, which I was introduced to by HP.
Okay.
Obviously, I was a bit nervous because, you know, I've always looked up to HP, and it was like, oh my word, you know, starstruck. It's like, nah, man, you know, just do your thing. So he was like, you really are talented, and it would be cool to just record your album. And I was like, okay. Like, you're joking. It's like, no, like, I'm serious. I'd like to...
Like, an entire album.
He'd like to do that. And before him, Gino Brown also said that he actually called me yesterday to say, come through to studio, I have a couple of stuff that I want you to listen to, and if you like it, let's just do it. So really humbled by the offers that I've been receiving lately, and it just shows that if you're consistent and you just believe in your brand, other people start to open up and actually give you a little bit of motivation,
chance,
or just a chance, because everyone feels there's handouts, you need to mention big names or name drop, but I really feel if you are consistently working hard at what you believe in, the sky is not the limit. It's only the beginning. So yeah.
Let's quickly just talk about where you come from. Like, where, because people always see, you know, the glamour.
Yeah.
We seldom see, you know, when things are rough, when you're beginning and doors are being shut in your face.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, I remember even in my dancing stage where
I would not wear, like right now I'm wearing an Air Force that probably costs over $1,000, and I'm just not bothered because now I have certain brands that have acknowledged me and said, you know what, here's product for you. You're doing an amazing duty in terms of just pushing and being out there, especially not being a signed artist. So you really are pushing hard. So, I mean, I was born in Limpopo and I was raised in Johannesburg, and having a single mom is not like the easiest thing ever. But I think for me, having a mother that's so strong willed and very wise in the sense that don't give up. You know, every door that closes or opens is a learning curve for you. Take it, see what you can do with that. And I've just been that way, special with my grandmother. I mean, I remember when I was in Limpopo and I was at Tobela FM, I was with my gran, and I remember the presenter asking, how is it, you know, because us Africans, it's not an easy thing to understand that your child is in entertainment. How do you support that? And I was like, you know, the little bit that we have, we help her. I mean, to a point where it gave me a little bit of encouragement to do a lot of things instead of the dancing, to model, to sing, to rap, and get myself to studios, to expose myself to cyphers, events, and all of those things. So it just made me want to understand the business side and the more creative side. So that's why I choose to do a lot of things myself, that I know how much work goes into it, so that even if I decide to not stick to that or decide to manage an artist one day, I can say I did it because I understood the dynamics of what goes into presenting yourself as a brand. So I'm never shy about where I'm from. I this past weekend I was in Limpopo and I remember Nekiapari Kiba, because I'm petty. I was wearing my grand's kiba and I was trying to catch a chicken for the first time. So I couldn't catch the chicken because totally tsuyan, which is like the baby chicken, you know. So those things remind you of home, with untouched, where you just get inspired that people can, because it's so nice to come here and people say, oh my goodness, you're from Limpopo, we thought you were from, like, nah, real straight up. Nice. Just a moment will come with the build up where I'll start rapping in Pedi and people will be like, oh snap, you know. So it's just getting the momentum going and just to get people familiar who Delta the Leo is, because there's so many artists and everyone's different, everyone's selling so much, but for me, Delta the Leo is just being authentic and just being a voice for all the children that don't get that opportunity to be out there, to be in radio stations, to come to the city, because we all know financial strains. We all dealing with fees must fall. We're dealing with so much global changes. It's not just about one dynamic, about finances or where you're from. But I believe that regardless of your struggles, I mean, yesterday I was, I think the day before, I was reading a story about a girl who said, I started off working at Nando's and now I'm graduating. I did law. So how inspiring that this person didn't look at their circumstance and said, I'm a no one. And I mean, stories vary. We read about inspirational stories every day. And it's how you want to change those circumstances and make them more empowering. And that's why I got into the rapping, because yes, it might be a sexist thing to say I'm a female MC or whatnot. Just say I'm a talented MC. So that's what it is.
I like that. Delta the Leo, she continues to hang out with us until we get out of here. Remember, everything you heard here on the show will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. Another artist who just joined us in the studio is Kevin. We are playing a song in the background called Man Down. When we come back, we chat with Kevin.
Nine, and now she couldn't save herself.
Take your time.
Let's play.
That's the best, I think. Yeah. It's fine. Okay, bye.
Do 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 do. As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always, until the rainbow burns or stirs out in the sky. Always, till the ocean covers every mountain high. Always, until the day that 8 times 8 times 8 is 4. Always, until the days there are, the days there are no more. Did you know that true love asks for nothing? Her acceptance is the way with the pain. Did you know that life is given love, no guarantee to last through forever another day? Ooh. As now can reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as I know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, that I'll be loving you always, until the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky. Always, till the ocean covers every mountain high. Always, until the day that 8 times 8 times 8 is 4. Always, till the days there are, the days there are no more. Did you know that true love asks for nothing? Her acceptance is the way with pain. Ooh, yeah. Did you know that life has given love no guarantee to last through forever another day? As now can reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as I know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, that I'll be loving you always, till the rainbow burns the stars out in the sky. Always, till the ocean covers every mountain high. Always, until the day the trees just up and fly away. Until the days there are, the days there are no more. Until the day that 8 times 8 times 8 is 4. Until the day the trees just up and fly away.
Woo! What pipes you have on you. Jeez! Kevin! What did you eat? Listen, amazing stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Kevin you Maduna.
Yeah.
Okay, where's Kevin from?
Kevin is originally from Soweto, born and bred in Soweto. I'm currently residing in Pretoria, pursuing my music career. Yeah, Kevin is just a young man from Soweto. Yeah.
Amazing talent you have, man. Do you have any project out for sale?
Currently, I have my two singles that are out. I have my latest song that I've released. It's actually my new single titled Lupelile. It's available on iTunes. Yeah, you can find it. Yeah, and I also have Man Down. Man Down is available on SoundCloud, the one you were just playing recently.
Yeah. Now, where do we place you musically? Where are you? Is it jazz? What kind of jazz is it? I know jazz is very varied.
Yeah, jazz is very, you know, there's a variety. I feel for me, I'm like pop jazz. I would say pop jazz because I do music that is old, but I can like put it in a way where young people can relate to it. You know, sometimes you find jazz is a very it has a variety, but it's so many people can't like just accept it the way it is because it's complex music. You know,
it
it's just that sit down music, listen and be able to just find yourself in the music. So the kind of music that I do, I would say it's pop jazz. It's like popular songs that you'd find. You know, like what I just did now, it was this Stevie Wonder song that is sung by George Michael and Mary J. Blige. Yeah, it's known by, sung by, yeah, by them, yeah, but originally by Stevie Wonder.
And are there places that you perform frequently?
No, actually, I do like gigs in certain places. Mm. Yeah, and I'm also a session musician. So yeah, I'm an emerging artist, and I do like gigs. Like recently, I had a gig at Winnie's Soul and Jazz here in Wendywood in Sandton, and then yeah.
You are very talented, man.
Thank you.
And listen, I think people are tired of hearing me speak. I think we should just get into another performance. Is there anything? And I see you also brought your keyboard player. Yes. Is there anything that you want to play for us, that you want to perform for us? And then hopefully at some point Delta DeLeo can also join in and you can just jam together, right?
Yeah, we can.
Cool.
Yeah,
so let's get some kind of progression going there. And then, yeah, let's just have fun with it, right?
Yeah, you can jam, you can play. Oh my God, she can jam because she raps it like, kind of like hip-hop.
Okay, are we good?
Yeah, we can jam.
All right, cool, we're ready to go.
Inner City's number one DJ, it's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, baby. Oh my God, yeah. Everyone I knew was lonely, baby. I feel so far away. My heart belongs to no one. Even sometimes I wait. I'm gonna take the space between us, baby, and fill it up some way. Take the space between us, baby, and fill it up. 'Cause oh my God, you take the biscuit for treating me this way. Expecting me to feel the same no matter what you say. How can I turn the other cheek? It's black and bruised and torn. I've been waiting since the day that I was born to just fill it up.
Fill it, 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 yeah.
Fill it up.
Fill it, fill it, fill it, fill it, oh yeah. Feel it, feel it, feel it.
Fill it up. See, everyone I know is lonely, babe.
Yeah.
I feel so far away.
Mm-hmm.
My heart belongs to no one, babe. Then sometimes I wait.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna take the space between us, baby, and fill it up some kind of way. Take the space between us and baby, and to fill it up. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Fill
oh my
up,
God.
Fill it up,
take
fill
the
it up. Oh no. I think I might, or maybe I won't. Fill it up, maybe no. Whoa. See, you gotta see how it feels when you're feeling love. Someone else can pull your heartstrings.
They can make you feel weak and uneasy, never believe that love can make you feel some type of way. But I know I wanna feel this way, cause I, when I got my baby boo in front of me, nothing really matter, won't give you that diamond ring. I wanna work you down the aisle, cause you mean everything to me. So I'm a feeling of like this.
One time.
I know you're listening to the radio, and I'm about to melt your heart. But about now, you heard it. I'm gonna put it back down like this.
Put it back down.
When you're not one more baby, all the way from Limpopo to the city of gold, I'm making my dreams possible. Baro o chakaye ke ragaye ga matlhaku mabele ke matala letlala yona aego.
Aego, tala aego.
Aego.
Aego. To fill it up, baby.
Fill it up.
So we have a little bit of the Give it a bit of love,
baby. Bit of love.
A bit of love, yeah.
Bit of love.
A bit of love, baby.
Bit of love.
A bit of love,
yeah,
baby, baby.
Bit of love.
Baby.
Oh, bit feel of love.
You gotta feel
bit of love.
You gotta feel
oh,
it,
yeah, yeah.
Woo! Amazing stuff, man. Can you believe it? Delta the Leo, hanging out with Kevin, live in the studio, and we're just jamming. So, is there anyone you wish to work with? I mean, you did mention you're an amazing artist.
Yeah.
Tell me about a few artists you wish to work with.
I mean, I would love to work with Dumi, Dumi and the Volume. I don't know, I apparently changed his name. And I love his work. I love the way he raps, man. He's a hip MC, man. I would love to, like, do some vocal work with him. And I would love to work with Black Coffee also. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to have a Black Coffee. I mean, venturing into house music. I mean, I've done, like, recently worked with a DJ called Mono T. Okay. We're doing, like, a few house tracks with him. So I'd love to, like, work with him and feel how his touch is, how he thinks, you know, how he constructs his music and comes up with all of these ideas. Yeah.
Nice one. Now, in terms of your project that you're working on at the moment, is it going to be concentrated on what you're known for, which is jazz? Is it going to feature a bit of house as well?
I mean, for me now, I feel I'm like changing a bit, you know. I'm still trying to like figure out which way to go, because I mean, you know, I've got the jazz background, going to school and studying music and having that background of jazz, but also like, I mean, trying to like bring in, I mean, like a different twist, you know, not having something that anyone general could bring, you know, in any album or project, you know, having something that is not necessarily fresh, because I mean, nothing is new that anyone creates. So I mean, having something that is I mean, that is just Kevin, you know, which can be house, it can be pop, it can be anything. I mean, music is music at the end of the day. Yeah, let the people, I mean, enjoy music and have a great time.
How do your family feel about you doing music?
First time it was a bit, I mean, shaky, because my dad wanted me to study law. And then, I mean, also, I mean, life went on and I decided to study music. And, I mean, I found my sisters supporting me. And then, I mean, he fell into the trap and,
And so they're supporting me. Yeah. They're so just behind me. With you doing music.
Yeah,
now.
Man, they're behind me all the way. I mean, my sisters call me every day to check up on me. Do you know, how are you doing? How's the music going? How's this? How's that? You know, they even come to my gigs. Yeah.
What are the frustrations though in being an emerging artist?
There are a lot of frustrations. For me is, I mean, getting opportunities. I mean, to perform in great platforms, you know, like probably, possibly, maybe I'll talk for me, like performing at Cape Town Jazz Festival. It would be difficult for me because, I mean, I don't have a manager or anyone who's known to go there, you know, and have that connection and get me that connection. So it's quite, it's stressing when it comes to that, getting gigs, getting your name out there. You know, you have to constantly sing to show people that you can do it. You know, you need to constantly prove yourself. People don't just need to get in and say, we know a guy called Kevin and he can sing. So you need to constantly work hard. You need to knock on doors, and sometimes it's very frustrating, you know, dealing with admin work, sending emails, and you find people are not responding, and it's like, you know, you wonder, how did O'Neill get that gig, and I couldn't get it. Probably maybe you wonder, and you're like, O'Neill is not even
as good,
you know. So the frustrations of that.
Alright, we've got a few minutes together. We can use them wisely and just continue jamming, right? Are you guys good with that?
Yeah, we can.
You decide what you want to do. So if I think I liked the energy between the both of you. So in the studio, if you just joined us, we have Kevin, an amazing vocalist. We also have an amazing talent in Delta the Leo. They're about to get into the final jam session of the day. So yeah, cool.
Chilling on Cliff Central with my girl Delta. Oh, we're having a great time, yeah. Jamming to some good music and having a great time with my brother O'Neill, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, we're having a great time. Whoa, we're having a great time. We're having an amazing time, yeah. Come on, girl, talk to them.
We're having a great time, me and Kevin, handling what God gave us, and no one can deny us of this greatness. So
yeah.
Gotta say, your dress, and not to mention Lee's, but talent is something you cannot buy.
Cannot buy, yeah.
It's been said that the fruitful of wisdom just fell from the grapevine. A big shout out to O'Neill to giving us his time.
Yeah.
I'm not even thinking about rhyming, but I'm just thinking about how we're so grateful for the moments that we have right now.
Yeah.
Give me some. I'm trying to feel the key.
Yeah.
Be hopeful, hopeful for better days. Be hopeful, hopeful for better days. Be hopeful, hopeful for better days. You know, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
Be hopeful, better days.
Be hopeful.
Hopeful. Yeah, be hopeful.
Be hopeful, hopeful for better days. Be hopeful, hopeful for better days. Be hopeful, hopeful, hopeful for better days, yay. Be hopeful, hopeful for better days. Be hopeful, hopeful for better days. Be hopeful, hopeful for better days. For better days, for better days, for better days.
Mama always used to tell me, child, don't you worry about what people say. Remember that God didn't create us in the same ways, but we will walk the same path. Musically, you find freedom if you do believe. Pray and always be on your knees. Pray that He keeps you free. And those who don't know will get acquainted in a matter of time. Be hopeful
for better days, yeah.
Be hopeful
for better days, yeah.
Be hopeful
for better days.
Be hopeful
for better days, for better days, yeah. Be hopeful
for better days.
Be hopeful for better days. Be hopeful for better days.
Be hopeful, 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 better days.
Be hopeful for better days.
be hopeful for better days. Be hopeful for better days.
And remember one thing, where there's a will, there's a
way, 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 way.
Just show him off now. There's nothing emerging about these guys. Like, wow. Amazing stuff, man. Delta the Leo and Kevin. And they're doing this for the first time together in the studio.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Can you guys go into the studio and put something together?
I mean, we can. Anything is possible.
Let's,
you know, hip hop is nice. I love hip hop. Yeah.
No, what you guys are doing right now is just amazing. It's like you guys have been doing it forever. What are you doing this weekend, Kevin?
This weekend, I'm actually not doing anything. The only thing that I'm doing, I'm going for an audition tomorrow for some, something else somewhere there in
get
the land.
Get that money.
Yeah.
Get that
to get
money.
Get more money, you know, get my name out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, please come back anytime you feel like coming back. You want to jam?
Yeah.
The door is always open to you.
Thank
come
you, man.
Delta De Leo already knows that. This is a place where we just come to make music.
Yeah.
Create.
Yeah.
That's what we do. But big up yourself, and you want to share your social media handles with us?
Yeah, you can check me out on Instagram. It's Kevin Maduna _ M. On Twitter, it's Kevin Maduna _ M. And on Facebook, it's Kevin Maduna Music. Yeah.
Nice one. Delta?
And it's Delta the Leo on Facebook, Delta the Leo on Twitter, Delta _the_ Leo. And just an invitation to anyone that's not doing anything, come through tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Stoop in Alexandra. I'm shooting my music video to also be featured in New York, as well as I'm performing at the Alex Music Festival at Kwapedilanga Stadium. So do feel free to come through. And Kevin, yo, I'm inspired. But more than anything, let's work on something. I mean, I'm more than willing to get you on the gigs that I'm doing. So, hey,
nice.
Let's cook it up.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Guys, thank you very much. The podcast will be available. This is 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. Junior.
Yo, man.
Junior has been sleeping the entire time.
No,
shame,
man.
He's not feeling well today. But we'll catch up with you next week, Friday, right?
For sure, man.
We are here and we're playing out with some Kevin.
Thank you.
CliffCentral.com.